some hope and maybe some light at the end of the tunnel for one Chiefs player's return. And we'll hear from Andy Reid and Mahomes coming up in an hour. And maybe
it's not even cryptic tweet season.
Yeah, so Hollywood Brown, if you're on social media yesterday afternoon, I think it was in a 1 o'clock hour of our show, maybe, there was a tweet. It was pretty simple. It was just like, you know, a clock, right? Clock presumably ticking down. Time is ticking kind of thing. That's how most people took it.
Yes.
As in Hollywood Brown's return is soon. I took it as, oh, this 21-day practice window is opening up. Now, I don't know if it's today, Cody, or next week, but you start looking at the timeline. Okay, 21-day window opens up, so that's another 3 weeks. Doesn't have to be his return in 3 weeks. Could be less, could be another week after that. It's already week 12. It kind of fits the idea of, oh, maybe he's coming back week 15.
That seems earlier than my original assumption. Anyone else? I thought maybe the playoffs.
That's what I thought. First round of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought originally. But
how nice would it be to be able to ease him in week 15 and 16 and 17? You know what I mean? Like, that would be awesome if that's really where this is trending.
I actually think it's crazy important. If it's week one of the playoffs, I actually don't think that we should get all that excited about the return of Hollywood Brown. I think there is just a limit to the level of involvement he can have in the offense, having played a singular preseason snap in an entire year for an offense that is still trying to find itself. I would be stunned if they were able to do that as a result of that, I would say. But if he comes back like week 14 or 15, maybe he could just be Xavier Worthy, but knows where the sideline is. You know, like, I mean, look, offering some of those same routes, but
I think so.
With a better sense of like being able to navigate that.
I think that's a possibility. I also wonder, is we heard Mahomes praise the route running ability all offseason of Hollywood Brown. Like, that was the one thing that surprised him most, he said, about Hollywood Brown. Everybody talked about his deep threat ability, but what surprised Mahomes the most during Pat Camp and everything else was, he's a way better route runner, basically, than what I realized. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what Mahomes said. And it makes me wonder, now that Rashee Rice, like when those comments were made, Rashee Rice was already going to handle the underneath stuff. So it makes me wonder, is there a chance that not only deep threat, but could Hollywood Brown do some of what Rashee Rice was going to do underneath? And I understand DeAndre Hopkins is on this team now as well, so that changes the roster on top of it. But if he's suddenly around in December, by the time they have that three-game stretch of Cleveland, Houston, Pittsburgh, and I'm not saying he's going to get 70% of the snaps, not at all, but if he's getting 30 to 40% of the snaps for a couple weeks before the playoffs, he can get himself comfortable again.
Yeah, and this offense, like,
work on some timing and that they're good to go come playoff time. This could be a huge thing. So we'll see. Like, nobody's saying that he's playing in the next 2 weeks or anything.
I don't hear from Andy today.
But could the window open up like today? I don't think that's crazy, and definitely don't think it's crazy next week. Just remember the timing. I mean, they're going to play Carolina Sunday, and then next week they're going to play the Raiders. Could he be back by the Chargers Sunday Night Football game? That might be a little much, but that's 3 weeks from now, or I guess 2 weeks from this Sunday, but 2.5 weeks or so from now. I think all of that is in play to have some role by the time they get to week 16, week 15.
The earlier, the more likely I am to come here and tell you this is the difference between why they lose the Bills game or win the Bills game, or you, because they're close enough to even the top-level teams in the league. Even if for some reason you don't think they're as good as Detroit or as good as Buffalo. Even if you're on that stance. I'm not there, but if you are. Or like you need one little X factor to make a difference in a playoff game. A playoff wide receiver unit of DeAndre Hopkins, Hollywood Brown, and Xavier Worthy to go with Justin Watson and some of these other, and Juju Smith-Schuster, these other complementary pieces that come after it. That works. No, it's not a top wide receiver unit in the NFL, but it's at least as good as a lot of the other teams you'd face in the playoffs, including the Ravens and the Chargers and the Bills and some of these other teams. It is comparable to those teams all of a sudden. And it's just like, to have that ability, if he really does open his practice window soon, then yeah, he gave me a little bit of hope. I read into the alarm clock. I'm the sucker, I guess. And I don't know.
It wasn't just a random, I'm going to feel like tweeting out a clock kind of thing. I think, you know what I mean? Like,
every once in a while, like, Chris Jones admitted once that he likes sending out like cryptic nonsense because he just thinks it's funny to see what people read into it.
That's his personality, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's the last he said. He had not tweeted in like, you know, he had not sent stuff multiple times, and then all of a sudden he just sent it.
Here's the context of it, too. So that tweet is sent 21 hours ago, Hollywood Brown, simply a clock. That's it. No other comment. Then if you, I don't know if you were on social media this past weekend, on Instagram, Hollywood Brown had a story with a doctor, and the doctor was holding up a signed Hollywood Brown jersey, and Hollywood Brown was thanking him. Now, pure speculation, but it seems like things are getting the end. It seems like things are getting towards the end of the recovery process. And so putting two and two together, yeah, I think there's a chance this practice window opens up very, very soon for Hollywood
Brown. He's immediately the second best wide receiver on the roster if he's healthy and playing well.
You know the video of the McMahon, like the series of like reactions?
Yeah.
As you're talking, Cody's like looking.
Oh, doctor post,
he's like,
huh?
He's like, hang on a second. Yep. Hang on. As soon as it's announced Hollywood Brown is practicing, you're going to fall off ass backwards over your chair because you're thrilled that Hollywood Brown could be back soon.
It's like we could have a whole separate conversation of what we think Xavier Worthy's peak is, because I still think his ceiling is very high in this league. But as it sits right now, again, Hollywood Brown, if he were to play for this team 1 month from today, let's just say they opened his practice window and he played in a month. He played that Christmas Day game against the Steelers to open his season.
That'd be fun.
He is immediately the second best wide receiver on this roster, is he not?
Yes.
And you know me, I was never like trying to sell the world on Hollywood Brown, but just do the math on where players are at their career level, at their ability level, as it sits right now. He is immediately the second best wide receiver in the roster and a more effectively consistent deep threat than Xavier Worthy, because Xavier Worthy's still going through the rookie stuff. And so, yeah, I'm not going to tell you it's not nothing.
It makes him an instantly scarier offense in terms of, we have to deal with Hollywood Brown, who when he's healthy is very productive. Just in terms of
running both those guys deep and then making you choose.
There's that, and just, you know, if it's true that the route running ability is something we underestimate, if that's true about Hollywood Brown, well, then that would make you even more excited, I think, about this. And, you know, going back to what you asked Ross about, you know, what do you hold back in a regular season game? Well, you obviously would take on either, you know, Buffalo or Baltimore or Pittsburgh in the playoffs. Maybe by Pittsburgh, they get to see Hollywood Brown, but otherwise it's another player that was not even involved at all in your game plan when you have to play. If you play the the Chargers again in the playoffs, you know, he probably wouldn't have played in either of those matchups. If you play the Ravens, obviously he wouldn't have played in the first matchup. There's some elements to that also you kind of like.
I wonder too, because it's not a leg problem. Like Pacheco's got the leg issue. Mm-hmm. It was the sternum problem.
He should be able to be running.
His legs are going to be very fresh, and there's not going to be any hesitancy. I wouldn't think to just unleash in terms of speed, routes, everything.
He's going to have
hesitation.
A full recovery. Is he going to be the same type of player? No, he'll be the same type of player. The only question will be timing and that kind of stuff, which is why it would be important, as we said, if he gets back a couple weeks before the playoffs, because then you can maybe get the timing stuff
figured
out.
Everybody else is tired, as we get to the postseason. Yeah. He's coming off fresh. Yeah.
Over on YouTube, Stena was pointing out the same thing. It's like the Rashee Rice rats, the thing that they miss in this offense right now is not just the over the middle, it's the run after catch.
Yeah, yak.
That was actually Hollywood's strength.
Or Rice.
But the Hollywood strength, too. Like, he was good at that during his time, and that's where do they have that in their offense? You see a lot of catch and run.
Should be Worthy,
but they
can't get the spacing proper.
Honest to God, I don't think I thought about it in that capacity. That might be the single thing I think might be missing from their offense the most in Rashee Rice's absence. Where are they in yak yardage as a team? Because it doesn't seem very good. Seems like Travis Kelce catches the ball, goes down. DeAndre Hopkins catches the ball, goes down. Juju catches the ball, goes down. Noah Gray catch. Like, there isn't a lot of movement after the catch. Hollywood could definitively help them in that area.